Today I want to raise a very serious issue with you, a very serious case of abuse and neglect by the HSE in our Grainier Court in Balbofay and the Brandon Report, which outlines what wasn't done to protect the residents there. This report highlights catastrophic failures and the most of the most vulnerable people by our health services. There is a catalogue of abuse and neglect. From 1991, limited reports of abuse were identified and inappropriate sexual behaviour by Brandon. Between 2003 and 2016, the Brandon report concentrates on that period. In 2011, management reported the issue to the Gardaí, and so did the whistleblower. And then, in 2011, after the report to the Gardaí and HICWA by the whistleblower, Brandon was isolated within the centre and the abuse stopped. In 2013, because of financial constraints, and that, I think that needs to be restated, because of financial constraints, Brandon was moved back into the general population within the centre and the abuse started again, and only stopped when Brandon was moved to a nursing home in 2016. The HSE, Gardaí and HICWA all have questions to answer in relation to how they didn't respond to the needs of residents. The HSE have constantly moved to delay the publishing of the report. And first it was to preserve identity of people, and then we are treated to the news of a Garda investigation on the day that Minister Anne Rabbitt met with families in Donegal to explain to them what was happening. Now we hear that there are no charges in relation to the investigation, but apparently they are still delaying the report now, saying that it does not reflect what they did. If they want to put on record what they did, why not publish their own report? Unfortunately, it would be a very interesting short read, I would say. We see in today's Irish Times that HICWA have admitted that they were aware of sexual assaults but did not call it out in their reports in March and May 2016, even though they saw it on the files within the centre. I know the Taoiseach has said previously in the papers that he wants to see the Brandon report published. The catastrophic failure by the HSE to deal with the issues, by HICWA in highlighting them, and the Gardaí in dealing with complaints have left families with half-truths and without the full story of what happened to their loved ones. It is time to respect the existence of those without a voice who this state was supposed to protect and defend. Will you call today for the Brandon report to be published and add the strength of the Dáil to the calls for publication of the report, Tánaiste? And also, Tánaiste, how can we be sure that there aren't other Brandon-type reports gathering dust within the HSE headquarters that we don't know about? Thank you.
Deputy Pringle, Tánaiste.
Thank you, Carl. I want to thank Deputy Pringle for raising this issue with me today and to recognise his advocacy on this very sensitive matter. I think for anyone who's read or listened to the reports on this issue, they'll be shocked and they'll be very upset at what happened and will struggle to understand how something like this could happen. I have to say I was really shocked and appalled myself when I heard about it, that anything like this could happen anywhere, at any point in time, under any model of care and for so long. My thoughts in the first instance are with the individuals and families affected, and I think none of us can begin to imagine what they've been put through. The HSE commissioned the National Independent Review Panel, the NIRP, to carry out a review of abuse allegations at a HSE-provided residential service for adults with a disability. The purpose was to review the governance arrangements in the facility and to understand why the situation had continued over a period of years without any effective action being taken by management during Brandon's residency to stop and prevent these assaults. The report identified 108 occurrences of sexually inappropriate behaviours by one resident, referred to by the pseudonym Brandon, towards 18 other residents of the facility over an 8-year period between 2003 and 2011. The report notes that these incidents occurred with the knowledge of some staff and management of the facility at that time, and it was eventually brought to light by the actions of an individual who approached a public representative in October 2016, who in turn brought it to the attention of the General Manager of the County's Disability Services. The safety and protection of vulnerable people in the care of the state is paramount, and the government's first concern is to ensure that the needs of the current service users are being prioritised. The HSE has assured the Minister, that's Minister Rabbitt, that there is no ongoing risk and that the national governance and accountability structures to oversee the implementation of the recommendations arising from the report are in place. And the HSE board has also advised that its focus is on ensuring that all of the recommendations of the report are promptly actioned by the HSE. In relation to the publication of the report, An Garda Síochána has asked the HSE to withhold publication for the time being while it considers the findings. The HSE has indicated that it will publish the findings once they've received clearance to do so. And Minister Rabbitt is going to engage with the HSE board on this in the days and weeks ahead. Minister Rabbitt has also written to the Garda Commissioner in relation to the publication of the report, and the government and I support her in this regard and believe that it should be published as soon as is possible and without further delay.
Thank you, Tony, sir, for the response. And I would like to just pay tribute to Deputy Rabbitt and Minister Rabbitt for the work that she has done in relation to this, trying to get the HSE to own up to the report and publish the report, because I think it's vitally important. Because how can we be certain that the HSE are actually implementing changes that could prevent this happening somewhere else? And also, I have to say, how can we be certain that it hasn't already happened somewhere else? Because I have no faith, unfortunately, in the HSE to deal with this issue at this stage. If I hadn't have raised this with the previous Minister for Disabilities at that time, this would have been buried already within the HSE. And then the Minister has put pressure on them through pressure that's been put on by me on her, and she has taken it on and worked very hard to make sure that it would happen. And we need this to happen, because we need to be confident that this won't happen again. And that's the reality of the situation. And the families have said this, and the families are very strong in this as well, that they need to know what happens. And it's about making sure that it doesn't happen again. That's the important thing. And so, Tansha, I would say to you, push this to be published. Push the guards to actually say that they're not interested. They're not going any further. It's very interesting that they're only taking interest now. We need this published, and we need this to people to take account and make it fair work. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Deputy. We'll certainly do that. And as a government, we will press the HSC and the Gardaí to have this report published. And it needs to be published for two reasons. First of all, because the families concerned have a right to information. They have a right to know what happened and who knew what at what point and how they acted. And also, anyone involved in this, including some of the staff members, some may have a case to answer, others may be entirely innocent, also have a right to know what's in this report, and they need to know that too. And as you rightly point out, it's essential that we see the report so that we can be assured that something like this won't happen again, because it's just hard to contemplate how it did happen and how it went on for so long, 8 years, over 100 sexual assaults, and happened with the knowledge of some management and some staff. It is hard to comprehend how that could be the case and how that could be the case for so long. I think, as you acknowledge, Mr. Rabbitt has been very active on this issue once she became aware of it, very engaged, has met the families who wish to meet her on Friday the 15th of October. And she's now indicated that the focus now must be on ensuring that the findings and recommendations of the report are appropriately dealt with.